I'm Tara Lynn. This is Preview on the Classical Station, and joining me in the studio is Lysandra Booth. She's founder and executive director of the Wake Forest Community Youth Orchestra, a program right here in our own backyard that provides orchestral training to preschool through 12th grade students in the town of Wake Forest. Lysandra, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about Wake Forest Community Youth Orchestra.
Well, we started in August. We did a soft launch with a summer program here at Flaherty Community Center. And it was really in a response to the lack of orchestral instruction provided by the public school system. I learned that when one door closes for you, it's time for you to make room and open another one. And really, that's what happened with a lot of input from parents and community leaders. I said, okay, you know, if we can't have orchestra at middle school anymore, then we can start our own and we can offer it to as many children as want to participate in the community.
And this is a project that you started with a longtime friend of yours. Tell me about your relationship with Tanya Suggs.
Oh, yes. Tanya and I have been friends since I was 16 years old. I met her because her father, Jesse Suggs, was my orchestra director at Ben L. Smith High School in Greensboro, North Carolina. And he had such a great vision that he took his entire orchestra to Sydney, Australia.
Wow.
So we did a 2-week mini tour. And it was such an awesome experience because no one in my family had ever gone out of the country. They had barely even been out of the state of North Carolina.
Wow.
So here I am at 16 years old getting the opportunity to play on a mini tour for the Sydney Harbor Jazz Festival. His daughter went along and we hit it off and we've been friends ever since.
And what were you playing?
I play the cello and Tanya was a soloist on the violin.
So you mentioned you had a kind of a soft opening in August with the summer camp, really got things underway in September. And now the orchestra is meeting weekly. You are accepting new students.
Oh, yes.
And what kind of experience do your students need to have before they join?
Well, the intermediate orchestra and the advanced orchestra, as long as they have at least 1 year of experience, they can join that group. And that's the group that I direct.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have any experience, if they've never played an instrument, but they are really interested in it, they want to learn about the violin, they want to learn about the cello, they want to learn about the bass, they can join Tanya's group, which is the beginning orchestra. And that program starts this spring.
The students themselves work in a mentoring capacity. Tell me about that.
One of the programs that we have, and one of the reasons why I combine the intermediate orchestra and the advanced orchestra, is for the high school students to really get involved with leadership and teaching others how to express themselves on their instrument. So the high school students serve as string coaches.
Nice.
For their section, and it works really well. I love to see there, especially in the cello section, there's the leader is Brandon, and there's another young lady who's in the eighth grade. So Brandon's a senior, and then his stand partner is in eighth grade, and her name is Ella. I see them a lot. She's asking him questions. It's a good way for her to build her confidence and
yes.
feel like, oh, well, I might not need to ask Ms. Booth because I can communicate with the person right next to me. To hear her blossom just in a few weeks
yeah.
is just such an amazing experience. And you can tell the high school students, they get a sense of, belonging and involvement. And it's so rewarding to them as well.
Nice. Is there anything else you think we should know about the program?
Yes, I think one of the important aspects about our program and what makes us different is we do not turn anyone away because of lack of finances or because of lack of an instrument. 2 years ago, I purchased out of my own savings 21 violins.
Wow.
Sizes 1/16th. Because, you know, I started my children ages 2, 3, and 4. So
yeah.
they have 1/16 sizes all the way up to four size, a full size. We don't want a child to say, well, I don't have an instrument, so I can't participate. No,
wow.
We will provide the violins for you if you are in need. Another thing, we reduce the rate for participation. So instead of doing 4 months at one time, we're offering just 7-week sessions in the spring, and those 7 weeks are just $85. If you don't have the $85 and you need financial assistance, we will not turn you away because of inability to pay. We want all children. Okay, we are a self-sustaining program, which means we'll take you at 2 years old, or we'll take you at, you know, 18 years old if you're in the 12th grade, because really that's what we want to promote from youth all the way up. So when the seniors graduate, they'll have somewhere to come back to, and then they'll be our alumni, and then we can branch out to an adult community orchestra.
Wow, that sounds like a great growth plan.
Thank you.
Well, we'll have a chance to see the Wake Forest Community Youth Orchestra in action coming up on December 13th. Tell me about that concert.
Oh, our concert is going to be December 13th. It's going to start at 11:30 a.m. at the Austin Massenburg Center. That's right here in the heart of Wake Forest. We have a mix of music. We're going to play some holiday tunes, a bit of classical, and even some contemporary music. Some students will be performing duets and solos, chamber music. I have a special treat. If I can get her for Palladio, I want it to have a live painter.
Wow. And Palladio, I think our listeners may also know it as Diamond Music.
Oh,
by
yes.
Carl Jenkins.
Oh, yes.
Those great commercials.
And we'll also be playing music from the movie Frozen.
All right. Well, that is a free concert. Happens December 13th. Again, she said at 11:30 a.m. at the Alston Massenburg Center here in Wake Forest. Information at WFCYO.org. That's WFCYO.org. Lysandra Booth, again, founder and executive director of the Wake Forest Community Youth Orchestra. Lysandra, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.